The Department of Justice says it has seized more than $3.6 billion in Bitcoin. The seizure is tied to the 2016 hack of a virtual currency exchange. The department also announced the arrest of a New York couple charged with conspiring to launder the stolen Bitcoin. NPR's Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas reports.
Federal agents arrested Ilya Lichtenstein and Heather Morgan in Manhattan this morning on money laundering and conspiracy charges. The case against them stems from the 2016 hack of the Bitfinex virtual currency exchange. Here's Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
That hack resulted in the theft of almost 120,000 Bitcoin, which at the time was worth approximately $71 million.
The value of that Bitcoin today has soared to more than $4.5 billion. Lichtenstein and Morgan, of course, aren't charged with the hack, but rather with conspiring to launder the stolen proceeds. Prosecutors say the couple received the illicit Bitcoin in a digital wallet controlled by Lichtenstein. They then moved the funds in small amounts through dozens of accounts across digital platforms to try to hide the money from authorities. Again, Monaco.
The defendants used sophisticated efforts to launder the stolen cryptocurrency. But thanks to good old-fashioned police work, we traced the stolen funds.
Court papers say the couple cashed out some of the stolen funds into U.S. dollars at Bitcoin ATMs and through the purchase of gold, as well as Walmart gift cards. In addition to the arrests, the Justice Department also seized some $3.6 billion worth of Bitcoin stolen in the hack. Officials say this is the largest financial seizure in department history.
Cryptocurrency is not a safe haven. We can and we will follow the money no matter what form it takes.
That's the message, Monaco said, the department is sending with its actions today. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.